From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. There are new details today about the airstrike that killed Iraqi insurgent leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And contrary to the first reports yesterday, it now appears that Zarqawi survived the airstrike that flattened his hideout, at least briefly. Major General Bill Caldwell briefed reporters from Baghdad today. He said that Iraqi police reached Zarqawi after the attack.
They had found him and put him into some kind of gurney stretcher kind of thing. According to the person on the ground, Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody re-secured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter from the wounds he had received from this airstrike.
Before the bomb struck Zarqawi's hideout, American commandos were already on the ground. They landed by helicopter and then moved in quietly to surround the location, sending exact coordinates to the warplanes overhead. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The commandos were part of a task force that tracks high-value terrorists like Zarqawi. Similar teams are still searching for Osama bin Laden. They include Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and Delta Force, the unit that is so secret the Pentagon won't even confirm it exists. Pentagon sources say it was one of these elite commandos who made the positive identification of Zarqawi with the help of Iraqis. They were aided by a patchwork of intelligence. A source inside Zarqawi's network intercepted radio or telephone calls. Hyde Rothstein is a former Special Forces officer. He says the commandos would have slipped into Bakuba. They would have found cover near Zarqawi's safe house. Then they would use sophisticated equipment to track him.
They would have had pictures of him. Then they would have had some sort of optic device or devices that would would allow the operators to see Zarqawi at some range.
The commandos gave the precise location of the safe house. Officials won't say exactly how that was done. The coordinates would be sent by radio or some high-tech device, or they could have used a handheld laser to help the pilot see the target.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, somebody has to pinpoint the location.
Army Major General Bill Caldwell told reporters that the safe house provided what he called a treasure trove of information. Sources say it was the American commandos who grabbed those gold nuggets before Iraqi police arrived. Documents, phones, and ID cards. Caldwell said that information led coalition soldiers on dozens of more raids.
Last night we conducted an additional 39 operations across Iraq, some directly related to the information we had received, others have not direct relationship.
Military officials are often reluctant to discuss special operations in any way. In April 2003, when Saddam Hussein's regime fell, American generals assembled for a victory photograph. But General Tommy Franks made sure that the Special Operations Commander was not in the picture. He wanted that officer's identity kept secret. This time, it was the Commander-in-Chief himself who raised the issue of these elite forces. He hinted that American secret operatives took part in the capture of Zarqawi, the most celebrated raid since Saddam was captured nearly 3 years ago. Bush singled out General George Casey, the top American commander in Iraq, and also Lieutenant General Stan McChrystal, the head of Special Operations Forces.
I haven't spoken to our commanders yet, except to call General Casey and McChrystal and congratulate them, but more importantly, for them to congratulate the troops and the intel groups that were working on finding Zarqawi.
Now these secret operatives can slink back into the shadows and continue the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.